Cosmetics, everything from soaps and shampoos to makeup and perfume, are a $35 billion industry in the United States. American consumers might be surprised to learn that cosmetics manufacturers are not required to test a product for safety before putting it on the market. But that may be changing. A new California law is the first to require that cosmetics companies disclose potentially toxic ingredients. The weekend is a busy time at cosmetics counters at shopping malls across the United States. That's where 17-year-old Maryland high school student Carrie Hedges takes a seat for a free makeup session with Kristen Milan, product consultant with Benefit Cosmetics.
Look up for me, dear. We are going to give you a nice natural look, glow. And are you going anywhere special today?
Nope.
Hey, you're getting pampered. Every woman should be pampered.
Kristen Milan pampers Carrie's face, eyelids, eyelashes, eyebrows, and lips. Minutes later, the young, blonde, blue-eyed teen looks in the mirror.
Definitely a new me.
It's a new you.
My boyfriend, I think, will like that.
In rapid succession, Kristen Milan applies 9 products to Carrie's face. On average, American women use 9 products, from hand lotion to toothpaste, each day. While the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says these products must be safe and their ingredients labeled, the FDA has not set a safety standard. The industry, which sponsors a product review panel, largely regulates itself. Jane Houlihan with the Environmental Working Group, a consumer advocacy organization, says people have a right to know the health risks associated with the products they use. In a recent study, the organization analyzed ingredients in 14,000 cosmetics.
We compiled those in a massive electronic database and then compared it systematically against government and academic lists of suspected health effects from these chemicals.
Jane Houlihan says the industry's review panel has tested only 11% of the 10,500 ingredients in these products.
That means the vast majority of what we're using on our bodies every day has not been assessed for safety publicly. We also found many products that contain ingredients that do raise concerns. Progesterone, placenta, ingredients that are hormonally active that could affect our hormone system. Ingredients that can affect reproduction or a healthy pregnancy.
A new law in California makes it the first state to require manufacturers to disclose known or suspected carcinogens or ingredients that could affect developmental or reproductive health. Jane Houlihan applauds the new law but says the industry must do more.
It doesn't make sense to use carcinogens, reproductive toxins, developmental toxins in personal care products when there are alternatives. And we need to see companies proactively make the formulation changes to safer ingredients. And I think the California law will encourage that.
A statement from the Cosmetic, Toiletry, and Fragrance Association, the leading industry trade group, says the California law is damaging and will do nothing to increase public safety. Industry analyst and columnist David Steinberg sums up the industry position.
California has been losing manufacturing jobs in the cosmetic industry for about the past 20 years. That's going to accelerate. As to the general cosmetics, there are around 50,000 chemicals that you have to check. We are right now doing computer studies to see if any of them are showing up in cosmetics, and we're not finding very many of them. This bill is a joke. It's not making anyone safer. It's creating more bureaucracy. And then, could you show me one person who was injured by a known ingredient in cosmetics that has caused cancer or reproductive toxicity?
Jane Houlihan with the Environmental Working Group says the proof comes from scientific studies.
For instance, a growing body of evidence shows that people who use dark hair dyes for long periods of time, for years in their life, face increased risks of bladder cancer. We have new evidence in the area of phthalates. These are common plasticizers. They're used in fragrances and nail polish. And new studies, a series of new studies this year, has shown that baby boys exposed to phthalates either through breast milk or in utero through their mother's exposures have impaired reproductive development.
Jane Houlihan says new research will help consumers make better choices. She calls on the industry to set meaningful safety standards for their products. The Cosmetics, Toiletries, and Fragrance Association faults the Environmental Working Group study and says consumers should not be alarmed. Safety decisions, the association president says, must be based on sound science and not on misleading rhetoric and internet rumor. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.